You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connection show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio and my name is Sarah Turner. I'm delighted to welcome to Nature Connections today a lady after my own heart, Julie Lines, who is the Nature Coach. And Julie is all about connecting people back to nature, their own true nature, and all for the betterment of our beautiful planet. So welcome to Nature Connections, Julie.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, and I think you're the... If anybody was going to come on the Nature Connection show, you have, you know, like the perfect title, and your work is just so what I wish this program to be about, just connecting back to nature.
Bless you. Well, I'm so pleased I met you and heard all about this show, and I'd love to just spend a little time with you and talk more about it, because as you know, we're both totally passionate about it. So, and I'm sure the listeners are as well.
Absolutely. Yes, I think it taps into something quite deep into people, and it's not something that people always talk about. You know, it's you have to be with special kinds of people sometimes, don't you, to tap into the depth of it.
Yeah, and I think the good thing is that so many more people on the planet now are really waking up and remembering who they are, and that we are a huge, important and beautiful part of nature, even though, you know, many of us may have lost our paths and gone off down less than helpful routes, but so many of us now are remembering and getting this real deep feeling that we need to really reconnect and become our most magnificent selves, so that we can rebalance ourselves and as many on the planet as we possibly can in that experience. So it's very exciting times and challenging as well. We're all feeling the challenges, but it feels like we've picked an extraordinary time to be here on the planet.
Yes, we're lucky, aren't we? And I know today one of the things that I am really excited about hearing about is your connection with the white lions, and I know you have a very deep connection with them because you have met them. So yes. Can you tell us, well, I'd love you to share about them, and you've got a lot to share there, but first of all, how did they find you and how did you find them?
Well, it all happened back in 2012, which seems like such a long time ago now. I remember everybody was so excited about what was going to happen in 2012. And for me, one of the big exciting things that happened back then was that I co-created a conference called Awakening to Animals, which has happened twice since then, but this was the first year, and basically we were inviting experts from around the world to come and speak at this conference, and one of our keynote speakers was an amazing lady called Linda Tucker, and she shared her story on the stage. It was the first time I'd met her, and one of the other organisers knew about Linda, and I really didn't know much. Basically, about 20 years ago, she, to cut a long story short, she had a near-death experience with a pride of golden lions out in South Africa. They were stuck in a broken-down vehicle in the middle of the night, and there was a pride of very unhappy lions circling around them, and out of nowhere, a native Shangaan medicine woman stepped out of the darkness through the lions with her grandson on her back, totally at peace, and took one of the people in the broken-down car back to get help for everyone and save their lives. And Linda returned to the UK where she was living and was totally mesmerized by what had happened to her. Obviously, She returned 3 years later and tracked down this medicine woman who, through a translator, said, "What took you so long? We've been waiting for you." And basically told her that she was the keeper of the White Lions of Timbavati. And since then, she has given up everything in her old world and moved out to South Africa to take up this role, which, as you can imagine, was a little bit of a change of scene for her. And she spent 10 years learning about her role, and they said they were waiting for somebody to come forward who would be the new keeper of the White Lions, and taught her everything about these sacred animals. And so Linda shared this story, and everybody in the room was just totally awestruck by her story and the story of the White Lions and who they are and their significance at this time on the planet. So I guess to talk a bit more about them, they are, from a scientific perspective, they're, in the traditional sense, still deemed to be a freak of nature, which of course we all know that they're not, and they're very magnificent beings. But they are basically naturally occurring genetically in one area of South Africa. That's the only place on the planet where they are found naturally. Unfortunately, a few hundred years ago, Western man decided that they would be much better captured and sent off to zoos and circuses around the world, which is pretty much their state of being now. But their natural state of being is to be free and living in the African bushveld in South Africa, in an area called Timbavati, which translated means the place where the star lions come down.
So the
native wisdom that was passed along orally basically said that the white lions were the bringers of the message of the end times, which correlates with obviously the year 2012 and the Mayan calendar, which is, you know, I'm sure everyone's aware listening in. All the different native tribes around the world all talk about the same cycles, and the white lions, along with many other white species of animals around the world, have become visible at this point in our evolution so that we can wake up and see them and then see ourselves for who we really are. And it's not a, you know, it's not a doomsday prophecy. It's really about wake up and be who you are and step into your true leadership and become the person that you're meant to be, whatever that's about. But typically, from a feline perspective, it's very mystical, it's very alchemical, and it's about dropping all of our old baggage of who we think we are and our stories from the past that we buy into, and really shedding all of that and shining like they do. In fact, when you see them in their natural habitat, of which there are now three prides of white lions living as free as they possibly can on Linda Tucker's conservancy out in Timbavati, they literally glow. And you can see this awesome aura around them, perfectly camouflaged, hunting for themselves naturally, and also breeding naturally as well. Which scientists of old had always said that it wasn't possible, that they were, you know, they weren't able to survive, which of course was nonsense. And so for me, my experience of it has been very profound, very humbling. I've always had a passion for big cats since I was a little girl. I remember I have a little photo of me years and years ago, in the days when wild animals were still in circuses, with a little lion cub on my knee, looking totally in awe at this little cub looking up at me, and my, you know, my passion started from there. And so to meet them, as I did, I was so lucky this year to have met them in Timbavati, was truly mesmerizing. Very difficult to put into words, and very profound in the sense of looking at them and seeing who you have the potentiality to become, and that for me is really where their vibration comes in. It's that mirror of being able to glimpse who you really are, and then, you know, working diligently within yourself to release that into the world so that you can truly be of service in the way that you were born to be. So it's magnificent and also quite scary as well. You can imagine these big animals looking at you and saying, look, this is who you're supposed to be. It triggers quite a lot of potential for wanting to go the other way sometimes. But so I guess that's where the work that Linda's doing is so important, to sort of help people to understand that and to be able to take steps towards shining. And so, you know, the white lions, for me, since I saw them and met them, my life has radically changed. I was working as an animal communicator and helping people to understand their animals better. And I did that for about 6 years. And prior to that, I was in the banking world and the corporate world, working with people and helping them to change and to transform, but very much from sort of a corporate perspective with their goals and becoming more successful in their businesses. Mm-hmm. And now I've been able, and I'm absolutely certain that the White Lions were massively helpful to sort of bring that together and be able to follow my true passion, which is about nature and the magic of the planet and everybody, every soul on the planet, and supporting people to be able to step forward and to shed the things that aren't serving them anymore and to step into who they're really meant to be. Working with nature and learning, remembering all the rhythms and cycles and how sacred each of us is alongside all of the animals and honouring that. So it's been truly magnificent, and you know, that short story doesn't really do it justice, but hopefully it gives you a sort of a flavour as to the major impact they've had.
So has your nature coach self been born since you met the White Lions?
Yes, it was sort of starting to come forward within me before I went. I went in January of this year. By the time I got back, it was fully formulated in my mind. I knew what I was doing. I knew what was needed. And I was so excited. I was so excited. It was almost just like flying out. Ideas were flying out. So it all sort of, I guess, my time there with them helped to accelerate. It felt like a huge acceleration of my ability to believe that what I was feeling was right and to have the courage to do it and to get on with it and to really, you know, stand in that and know that that was the next part of my path. Because sometimes we get these inklings of what we're supposed to be doing, and it can be quite scary, can't it, to actually make that leap. But I think they helped support me in a great many different ways during that time with them.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because if we just go back into sort of law, even recent law, cats are connected with courage, aren't they? They are. They do have this literal roar of courage, and I suspect there's many listeners who have a connection with the White Lions through their own felines. I mean, I think that's one of the roles of our domesticated cats, isn't it? Is to connect us back, because they're so different from dogs, who,
yes,
I mean, dogs are amazing too, but cats have this independent streak, and they really look at you and ask you to step up, don't they? A feline will always ask you to do that.
Yes, and they won't, you know, they don't mince their communication either. They're very direct, and they say what they mean, and they expect you to do what you're here to do. And whilst that can be a little bit scary, it's also really beautiful as well, because it gives you that confidence that they know that you're capable of it, and they expect you to step into it. And it's sort of two-way, because whilst many cats are very independent and don't really seem, on the face of it, to us anyway, to be dependent on others, with the lions, they live as a pride. And pride is one of the many important teachings from the lions, is about authentic pride and pride in who you are, but as part of a community, and as you know, having a unique purpose within the community and being able to offer that and share that and to do that without the human egoic misunderstandings that we often get trapped into, to do it purely and to do it for the good of all. And I think that's, you know, I think that's massively important. And as you say, our domesticated cats, you know, they may be in smaller bodies, but they don't hold any less power than their big relatives.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's a nice way for people listening in to actually connect back, because many listeners may not have heard of the white lions, or may have but may not know much about them, and it's not a connection we can readily make, although of course people, I'm sure, after listening are going to go and find out more about them. Yes. But we can all connect back to the cat, to the, you know, the cats that are in our lives, or the cats, yes, that we have known and get that bridge back, because it's all part, yes, of the same family, isn't it?
Yes. And even if you're listening and you don't have the affinity with cats, and some people really don't like cats, and I always say, you know, that's interesting. Whenever you have an aversion to any animal, it's very much worth exploring what that's about. If you think about ourselves as holographically, and that we contain each species' energy within ourselves, when there's a dissonance there and a real rejection of an animal, there's often real treasure to be found there if you're prepared to explore that and ask what's that about. And with cats being such powerhouses around our own personal leadership and our own courage, I would encourage listeners, if you are thinking, well, you know, I don't really like cats, or I'm not so convinced, or I prefer dogs, I'm a dog person, to maybe just be curious about that and wonder what that's about, because there's often deep wisdom in there, and just hanging out with them and, you know, being able to understand what is it that I'm resisting or pushing against. Likewise, if you're deeply passionate about them, you know, I would also say follow that passion as well, because there's so much to learn about ourselves whenever we find those connections, however they show up, whether they're perceived to be, you know, adoring or sort of almost repulsed. You know, things like snakes and spiders as well can often bring up those rejections in people, and it's well worth exploring.
Yeah, one of the ranges of essences that I work with is the Wild Earth Animal Essences, which are made shamanically. And when I have a set of their cards, and whenever I draw, I would say a good 50% of the time and more, when I draw one of these cards, it's always a cat of some kind. There's different lions and leopards and tigers, you know, of the same energy. And they always come out for me, you know, and it, the message is always about leadership and courage and taking it forward.
Yeah, and just, you know, being open to it. And a lot of people I speak to say that they don't see themselves as being leaders, and I always say, well, we're all leaders. We're different sorts of leaders. So some leaders will step into roles where they're publicly known and they will literally be speaking to hundreds or thousands of people, and that's a type of leadership. But equally, somebody who is working in their local community and affecting the children, or, you know, the local rescue centres or whatever it is, they are being leaders in their lives. And not to do the human thing, which is to look at things by scale as an indication of value. And, you know, it's a little bit like my reference to small cats and big cats. You know, there is no difference. They're just different. And likewise with us humans, you know, if we're affecting a couple of hundred people without realising it and we only think it's a few, that's as important as if we're, you know, a Gandhi or, you know, a world leader that's perceived to be making much more of a difference. So I always sort of pick up on people that perceive themselves as not being a leader, because I think we all are.
It's part of, going back to what you were saying before, part of being part of the pride, isn't it? The human pride, and knowing our place within that pride.
Yeah, and knowing that everything's equal. We're all equal. We all have a different purpose. And each species has a different essence of purpose. us, but then within each species, every personality, every individual has a unique sparkle to offer.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's the real work to be done, isn't it? Just exploring that and being brave to follow our callings and listen to our intuition and act on it effectively.
So I'm wondering, as I listen to you today, whether, because I know that there are a set of cards for the lions, for the white lions, isn't there?
Which I'm sure there is.
Direct people to go and find. Is there a lion that's coming forward for everybody today, one of the white lions?
Well, the first one who immediately, literally sprang into my mind was a big white lion who especially connected with me and panged at my heartstrings when I met him. And he's called Mandla. And he's one of the eldest white lions at Linda Tucker's Conservancy. And he was one of the first lions that Linda Tucker managed to release to free from captivity to take to the conservancy back about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. And he lived in a cage from when he was really small. He was separated from his mother very young, as they tend to do when they hold them in captivity. And he was raised to be a domesticated animal, basically. And he was 10 before Linda managed to free him from his captivity. And they took him back to the conservancy, and as they had with a few of the other lions in similar circumstances, they were very worried about whether he would be able to adapt to pretty much a wild life, to be able to look after himself. He'd not seen anybody hunt. He'd had no real teachings from his mother because he was removed from her too young. And he had everything stacked against him. Things just didn't look to be great for him. And they did the usual sort of gradual integration. They used a boma, sort of a separate area, to let him acclimatise to the new surroundings and for the other lions that were there to sort of be able to gradually get to know him. And when he was ready, they integrated him into the first pride that was there. And for the first few days they were very concerned because he looked as if he was sort of totally out of his depth. He didn't know what to do, and he wasn't eating, and he was looking generally quite sorry for himself. And Linda Tucker said a prayer one evening and asked that he be okay and that he make his, you know, his first hunt and to be everything to be all right. And the next morning, sure to cat's will, he had done just that. So basically in his nature, he knew how to be himself, and he did it when he needed to. And he had to step up and into that because he was exploring that as if for the first time. But he did it. And since then, he's been sort of the king daddy, if you like, of the conservancy. And when I first met him, I just cried. I was just like, he's just like the ultimate male beauty in feline form. So warm, so kind. He's such a good father. He's so gentle with the cubs, and he really sort of takes care of them and teaches them, even though he didn't have that teaching himself. And I just think for me, he is just such a great ambassador for those of us that may think, you know, look where I've come from, or the difficulties I've encountered. Can I do it? Can I turn into this, you know, utmost representation of myself and shine? And, you know, if Mandla can do it from where he was, then I think that's a great encouragement for each of us to have the courage to do the same. And I have a photograph of him on my wall, and I just look at him every day, and I think he gives me courage every day. So,
wow, what a beautiful story.
He is truly special.
And when people meet the white lions, whether that's in person or whether they do that, you know, more remotely by the internet, is there usually one lion that will come forward and connect with a person?
I don't know, in all honesty, because I guess that would vary from person to person. Often I hear people say they just see a picture of one of the white lions, and it's almost as if they immediately connect him with that vibration. It's a very high vibration of the words that I hear most people talk about is strength and courage and purity. So it's a purity of leadership that is about serving for the highest good. And I think Manda is one of the favourites because he is everybody's big daddy, and he just really tends to capture hearts. But you'd have to talk to some more people about how that impacts. But I know that most people, when they hear about them, they just know if they're called to learn more and to find out more.
So, well, that leads us very beautifully into maybe you could share with us how to find more about what you do. And I'm sure that there are links on your own site to finding out more about the lions.
Yeah, well, my website is very simple. It's called thenaturecoach.co.uk. So, you know, you'll find out more about what I'm doing. And there's also some information there about the white lions. But if you want to look directly at the White Lions Conservancy, Linda Tucker's Conservancy, if you just look at whitelions.org, you will find their beautiful website there with lots of pictures and stories and updates about the white lions. And if you are feeling drawn to them, I would also really recommend Linda Tucker's books. She's got two. One is the more in-depth, detailed version of the story of all of her teachings, which is called The Mystery of the White Lions. And the second one is called Saving the White Lions. So it's more of a story of her time with the white lion. So it's less scientific and less meticulously detailed. So either of those may appeal to you. But equally, I am also going to be running a program starting in February, which will be centered on the white lions, specifically to help people that are passionate about wanting to make a positive difference on the planet, and that are drawn to working with these magnificent beings. That is a six-month program, which is online coaching and group work, but will draw to a conclusion in July by actually going out to the White Lion Conservancy in Timbervati and spending a week in deep retreat with the white lions. So
wow.
Firstly, I feel totally honoured to have reached a point where I can offer that, and deeply excited about everything that may come of that experience. So if that grabs you as well, then please do have a look on my website and feel free to get in touch with me, and I'd love to hear from you.
That's beautiful, Julie. Very, very beautiful. How amazing. I can feel that energy and how excited you are about being able to facilitate this on their behalf and on behalf of everybody that you can help.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really about sharing that wisdom and helping people open their own hearts to their true potential and to give them the support to get there and to open and offer their unique beauty and talents to the world as well, because it's so needed and we've got so much talent within ourselves. It needs to come out.
It's time, isn't it? 2015,
it is.
I think, is the time.
It's
a very clear time. The bell is ringing.
Yes, lots of doors opening and lots of opportunities that up until this point have been rather more challenging. Lots of new things are going to become available, I think. So it's a good time now to step forward.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
My pleasure.
I think it's been, it's a calling that speaks to many. And yeah, thank you very much for all the work that you do and for bringing this work into people's consciousness. This is much needed.
Oh, thank you. And it's my pleasure to do that. And, you know, I just hope that people feel inspired to reconnect with nature in whatever way, shape or form that takes, and to just listen to their hearts and follow their hearts, because that's where all the answers are, as we know. And thank you to Sarah as well for firstly inviting me to come and speak, because I've really enjoyed it. And thank you for all the beautiful work that you're doing as well, because I know that makes a big difference to many, many, many people. And keep listening to your cats that are coming forward.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you, Julie. Thank you. Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Lots of love.
Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.